Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Tad in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning, 30 degrees. The Kansas Senate has approved a bill that would allow on-the-farm sales of raw milk so long as farmers have a label on their container stating that the product is unpasteurized. The vote Wednesday was 37-3 and sent the measure to the House. Kansas has allowed the sale of raw milk for decades, but a 1967 law prohibited farmers from advertising its sale outside their farms. A dairy farm successfully challenged the ban in court, and that led legislators initially to review a proposal to ban raw milk sales. The State Department of Agriculture instead favored a labeling requirement. A mother is suing a suburban Kansas City school after a teacher was caught on surveillance video kicking the woman's then-kindergartner.
The Kansas City Star reports that the lawsuit against the Shawnee Mission School District was filed last month and moved to federal court this week, nearly a year after the video of what happened at the Shawnee, Kansas Elementary School was released. The first-year teacher was fired after the incident, but doesn't appear to have been charged. The girl's mother accuses the school district of negligence in its hiring, training, and supervision of the teacher. She is seeking an unspecified amount in damages. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas corrections officials say a man convicted of killing his roommate with a machete died on the same day he was admitted to prison. 60-year-old Timothy Russell Moses died Tuesday at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. Inmate records show he was admitted to the prison Tuesday. He was sentenced earlier this month to 25 years in prison for second-degree murder in Labatt County. Prison spokeswoman Jarris Perkins says Moses' cause of death is being investigated. He was convicted of killing 59-year-old Donald Trammell with a machete at a Parsons home in 2017. A Louisiana judge is facing calls to step down after admitting using racial slurs in text messages.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is calling on District Judge Jessie LeBlanc to resign after she admitted sending text messages containing racial slurs. The judge had originally denied using the language when describing a black sheriff's deputy and black law clerk in messages to a parish chief deputy she had been involved with in an extramarital affair. Governor Edwards says the state deserves better, but Judge LeBlanc says she has apologized and has no plans to resign. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Millions tuned in to watch the Democratic debate on CBS.
CBS dominated the evening with the Democratic debate, drawing in an average of 15.3 million viewers, according to Nielsen's, falling short of last week's 18 million that watched on NBC and MSNBC. The network finished first in the advertiser-coveted 18 to 49 demo. This was the second time former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg appeared on the debate stage. NBC finished second in the primetime lineup with The Voice and This Is Us. And in third, ABC tied with Fox with total viewers, and Fox was fourth in the demo. The CBS debate ranked fourth among the Democratic debates this cycle. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Veteran Woody Wilson volunteered to serve in World War II the day he turned 18. He's now Iwo Jima's last living Medal of Honor recipient.
All of America learned of the attack on Pearl Harbor the day after the actual attack. Wilson tells Fox's Martha McCollum he wanted to enlist right away, but was only 17 at the time, and his mother refused to sign his papers.
And then when I was 18, I told Mom, I'm going into Marine Corps.
And after enlisting, he found himself in the thick of the war in the Pacific.
We shipped out in early February for Iwo, not knowing where we were going to go. Most of us couldn't figure out why we were taking that wee little place and why we needed so many Marines to do it.
Trained to use a flamethrower, Wilson was asked to take out several Japanese entrenchments. He later learned that two other Marines sacrificed their lives that day in order for him to accomplish his mission.
I was just a regular Marine doing a regular job for which the Marine Corps trained me. I began realizing this medal has a significance I never dreamed of.
This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is going to be moving across south central Kansas. It's spread in some clouds, and by this afternoon, we will see a few isolated showers. Breezy with a high 52. Rain chances end by this evening, or overnight low near 30, and then sunny 57 on Friday. Saturday warms to 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a southwest wind at 10 miles per hour and 30 degrees. 8:34 now, Stephen Ted here. I'll make it 8:35, Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, a runway show is being called insensitive after a tragedy.
German designer Philipp Plein under fire for hosting a Kobe Bryant tribute during Milan Fashion Week. Models seen wearing bedazzled Lakers jerseys with the late NBA superstar's number 24. A pair of gilded helicopters decorating the runway. Folks calling it atrocious and disrespectful in the wake of a helicopter crash that killed Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others. Plein defending the show, saying it was planned way before the tragedy, calling it a way to show respect and admiration for Bryant and his family. He says all proceeds from his collection will go to Bryant's Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Concerns about the coronavirus putting a damper on touring bands.
Coronavirus is taking down heavy metal. Testament, the thrash metal band from Berkeley, California, have been forced to pull a show in Italy this week due to the coronavirus outbreak there. Testament's lead singer Chuck Billy taking to social media to send a message to their fans.
Because of this virus, safety must be first and foremost. So again, we apologize, and for you there in Milan, stay safe, stay healthy, and hopefully we get through all this together.
Many towns and cities in northern Italy have been put on lockdown after hundreds of cases of the virus were confirmed. Support band Death Angel put out a message as well, saying the show must go on and that they would see their fans at the next tour stop, which is in Zurich, adding, "We'll see you in the pit." You know, maybe they can come up with a heavy metal face mask for that mosh pit. Those things can get sweaty. Laura Engel, Fox News.
Brad Pitt brings the drama to Amazon. Let's see what's going on the small screen.
I'm Michelle Polino. Brad Pitt has tapped Josh Brolin's star in his Amazon drama, Outer Range. The series is part of an overall deal with Pitt's Plan B Entertainment, his production group. The thriller centers on a rancher fighting for his land and family, who discovers a mystery at the edge of the Wyoming wilderness.
The sun goes down.
Ryan Murphy dropped a teaser for the new season of American Horror Story. The FX series is heading into its 10th season. Coming back are the mainstays in Murphy's series. Kathy Bates, Billy Lord, and Finn Wittrock also coming back after sitting out a season. Sarah Paulson and Evan Peters. And the series is adding to the lineup Macaulay Culkin, marking the Home Alone star's first series regular role on TV. The new season will premiere in the fall. And Pretty Little Liars' Rebecca Breeds has been cast in the lead of Clarice, the CBS pilot based on the Silence of the Lambs character, Clarice Sterling. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
We were talking about this earlier. A lot of complaints after that Super Bowl halftime show.
The Federal Communications Commission reveals it received over 1,300 complaints about Super Bowl 54's halftime show starring Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, many finding it to be inappropriate. The show sparking praise and backlash, critics calling the outfits and dancing risque, or finding cultural references to be political statements about immigration. According to Nielsen, the game drew in over 100 million viewers. The FCC receiving over 200,000 complaints about Super Bowl 38 after Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake's wardrobe malfunction. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Oprah always finds a way to make more money.
Oprah is bringing back the TV show that made her a household name. But in keeping with the times, the Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast, will be available for download across all streaming platforms. The podcast will include shows that date back to the 80s. Although every episode will not be available, it will feature certain selections, according to People Magazine. The first 10 episodes will include now famous guests like Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, and Susie Orman. Oprah has two other podcasts available to listen to, Super Soul Conversations and Oprah's Masterclass, both television shows that were turned into podcasts. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Lawyers for actress Lori Loughlin and her husband say there is new evidence proving their innocence in the college admissions scandal.
Attorneys representing Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli say they have evidence that includes notes written by college admissions cheating scheme mastermind Rick Singer that support their client's claim that they thought the payments they were making were legitimate donations and not bribes. The legal filing comes just as the federal judge in the case is expected to set a trial date for some of the 15 prominent parents fighting the charges. Loughlin's lawyers are asking that that be postponed in light of the new evidence. The Full House actress and her husband are accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC as crew recruits, even though neither was a rower. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Apparently, the next Indiana Jones movie will not be directed by Steven Spielberg.
Indiana Jones 5 will be directed by James Mangold, not Steven Spielberg. Deadline reporting that the director and producer will still be involved as a hands-on producer. Mangold is coming off the Oscar-winning Ford versus Ferrari. He's also attached to two projects at Disney Searchlight, a Bob Dylan project starring Timothy Chalamet, and a feature adaptation of the Don Winslow bestseller The Force with Matt Damon at 20th Century Studios. Harrison Ford is attached to the fifth film in the franchise, set for release July 9th, 2021. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Let's check in with the late night crew last night. Conan O'Brien on TBS.
This is a true story. To combat the spread of the coronavirus, the CDC is suggesting men shave off soul patches and handlebar mustaches. Yes. Yeah, as a result, Portland has declared a state of emergency.
And Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
The heiress to the Hot Pockets fortune was sentenced yesterday to 5 months in prison for her role in the college admission scandal. And she'll know when her sentence is up because she'll hear this sound.
And we got a couple of birthdays today. Actress Joanne Woodward is 90 years old today.
Of course, Mrs. Paul Newman.
The widow of Paul Newman. She got an Oscar for Best Actress, The Three Faces of Eve. It's the third movie she was ever in.
Yeah.
Third movie she's ever in, she wins Best Actress.
She's
a four-time Oscar nominee. She won the one. 10-time Golden Globe nominee. She won three of those. 9-time Emmy nominee. She won three of those. How about that? Joanne Woodward, actress. She is 90 today. And a TV birthday. Well, we mostly associate him with TV. How about actor Howard Hessman?
Howard Hessman.
Who is 80 years old today.
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati. How about the episode of WKRP where he said he's not going to stick around in the studio during a tornado warning.
Look, man, I've been in jail in Mexico. My father called me what's-his-face for 17 horrifying years. My second wife tried to kill me with a Ronco Vegematic.
We are very busy here.
My mother and I were in a tornado once. We were in a mobile home. And I think God must really hate mobile homes, Andy, because tornadoes always attack them first. They get very mobile.
Howard Hessman. He got nominated for two Emmys for that role. Should have won one,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, really.
But he never did. He lost to Harry Morgan in MASH 1 year, and he lost to Danny DeVito in Taxi the other year.
He was in other things, but that's the only thing he's really remembered.
No, that's the pinnacle.
That's his role.
Yeah, he was so good in that. Happy birthday, actor Howard Hessman, 80 today.
And lest you think that DJs at night are not like that,
mm-hmm.
They were.
Yep.
They were. Yep.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, for the month of February, Napoleon's offering KNSS listeners a sweetheart of a deal, $10 off on a service call if you mention Steve and Ted. We've only got 2 days left in February, so take advantage of that. If you've got an appliance that's in trouble, call Terry, make an appointment. Phone number, write this down, 409-1525. Mention Steve and Ted and get $10 off. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Boeing intends to help Max suppliers. That story coming up in the Wichita Business Journal update. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.